This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 2091. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded June 17th, Antarctica, Brazil, Canada, Cuba, Denmark, India, Iran, Ireland, Japan, Kashmir, Korea North, Myanmar, New Zealand, Nigeria, North America, Spain, Thailand, Tibet, UK, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, if my voice sounds a bit strange, a bit rough, that's because I've had a sore throat, I hope that's all it is, and that it's bothering me more than you, so please bear with me. I've reconfirmed that LRA 36 Antarctica is active again, 15475.98 reduced carrier USB, heard via remotes in Brazil, Saturday, June 12th, until it went off at 1556 UT, and also Wednesday, June 16th, until it went off at 1526. The broadcast supposedly start around 1400 when I'm never tuned in for the beginning. They always play at least once and probably more than once a very nice song about Antarctica and the bases there. I asked if anyone had the lyrics. Manuel Mendez in Spain, who often picks up these transmissions himself with a poor signal direct, copied part of the lyrics in Spanish, of course, and here is part of those in translation. We don't yet have the beginning of it, but later on it goes, "But the love of the country is stronger in base Esperanza. That is why this tribute, so that it fills with glory all the hearts that carry in their memory. Tears and goodbye handkerchiefs in the North Dock left by the Irisar the day it left. I also want to name, because the sea took them, the bases Belgrano and Belgrano III, and the science that their work gave us. Love for our people, respect for the flag, by the Antarctic Life Command at the end of the earth. Tears and goodbye handkerchiefs in the North Dock left by the Irisar the day it departed." This refers, Manuel says, to an icebreaker belonging to the Argentine Navy. Now, we also have details of the broadcast to Antarctica, the special on Midwinter Day every year from the BBC World Service for a few dozen people who are staying at the British Antarctic bases. It's always on the 21st of June at 21:30 to 22 UT, and frequencies tested exactly 1 week before for 15 minutes. Many of us were tuning in for these since Dan Ferguson got the frequencies, 6035 from UAE, 6170 from Ascension, 7305 and 9505 from Wolverton, UK. And I was getting these via the remote in Brazil, 7305 Wolverton and 6170 Ascension were equally good, while 9505 Wolverton was a little bit less, and no signal at all was reaching there from 6035 in the UAE. Of course, it's always fun to try to hear this direct, but I'm afraid those frequencies were inaudible or barely making it to deep North America at that time, as you might expect. In the British DS Club, Dave Kenny says, "This year it's also being carried on most of the World Service English streams at 21:32. The only shortwave outlets for Africa at that time are 11810 and 12095 via Ascension." And because of time limitations, it's slightly shorter on the World Service streams. Another Dave, M0MYA, who works at Wolverton, says there's good buzz about this, 300 kilowatt Marconis and a 250 kilowatt RIZ if required. And then at Estevioling Post, Richard Hollingham says, "I'm proudly the executive producer of the Antarctic Midwinter broadcast. It's made by Boffin Media for the BBC. In terms of the broadcast, following the test on Monday, BBC decided to transmit on all four of the frequencies. It's a unique broadcast. The shortwave version is 30 minutes, but the global version is 26:29 to fit into the World Service half hour following the news bulletin. The shortwave version also has a different introduction, as it's aimed just at our audience of 35 in Antarctica. Of course, in the past, it's consisted mostly of greetings from family members and bits of music, no doubt, again this year. On Hardcordiex, Barry M. Bankston in Tennessee says, "Is there anyone with knowledge about Brazilian shortwave? I keep hearing a station on 11509.65 in the evenings, also via a remote in Brasilia. No info on what station it might be. Certainly not a North Korean clandestine." It's Radio Cidade, a pirate in Maranhão, heard at 1930 UT, June 2nd, according to a YouTube item. Ron Howard says it's very helpful for finding out about UNID stations to search YouTube. However, on the day I listened for a Sesquiar via the same Brasilia remote from 23 UT, I heard nothing. In the Canadian Radio News column in IRC ADX Monitor, June 19th, John Perkins reports, "Canada finally has an AM station testing digital HD, rather than the usual practice of placing AM stations on a co-owned FM's HD channel. As well as being first on the dial at 5:30, CHLO was also the first station acquired by a current owner, Ivanov. 5:30, Brampton, CHLO, Ontario, June 8th, marked the beginning of digital HD testing in hybrid. It's the first station in Canada to use HD on AM. There's already a report of interference on the International Maritime Navtex frequency of 518. Yes, this HD IBOC noise is typically 12 to 13 kilohertz above and below the center frequency. David Vogarty informed me June 12th. The engineers now say they hope to work on the antenna for CFVP, Calgary, 6030 kilohertz, the weekend of June 19th and 20th. No guarantee, but sounds hopeful. One of Canada's two remaining private shortwave stations has been off the air for most of a year. Harold Sellers in nearby BC also says the engineering staff for Funny 1060 at CKMX and CFVP 6030 in Calgary tell me they will be working on the 6030 shortwave transmitter Saturday, June 19th, and hope to get it back on the air. I suggest listening anytime after 2000 UT, and Harold Sellers says reception reports may be sent to me for an EQSL letter, qslcalgary@gmail.com. Of course, it happens to be the same frequency as Cuban jamming and Radio Marti 6030. If you're close enough, you may be able to hear it in the daytime when neither of those should be on the air. Or as Stephen Luce and I remark, if only the Cubans would turn off their jammers when Radio Marti is off between 04 and 10 UT. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba. All the details, of course, in my published log reports. But here's just one example, particularly egregious this past week. The two English frequencies at 0243 June 12th, 6165 and 6000, were in French. I think it was a movie, drama, or TV soundtrack. Only occasional mumbled dialogue, hard to understand. Mostly fumbling and other sounds and effects, as the invisible video was mostly carrying the story. But what is this doing here? The same kind of thing was caught once before on a 9 MHz band RHC frequency. My guess is they plugged into the wrong satellite downlink. They're, of course, not parallel to real RHC Spanish on 11670 or 5040. There were long stretches with no dialogue. There were sound effects such as traffic horns and backup beeps. And this continued past 0316. I did not recheck until 0543, when they were still far astray from regular RHC English, which was, however, on two other frequencies then, 6060 and 6100. And now it was a drama in British English, off-key singing. Seems like a soundtrack of a horror film. They both cut off, but at different times, at 0553 and 0605, when the drama, whatever it was still going. Anyhow, all this implies that 6000 and 6165, the pair, are from one and the same transmitter site, while the other two in English, 6060 and 6100, are from another site that would account for totally different program feed inputs. However, Aoki and IB both show that 6000 is KiwiCon and the other three are Bauta. So I suspect 6165 now was also really from Kivikan. The 6060 radio Havana frequency, in Spanish before 05UT, as early as 02, and then in English nominally, usually has a big hum buzz, which makes it pretty much unlistenable. Here's how Wolfgang Büschel describes it on June 14th. RHC Bauta in Spanish, much disturbed audio, a lot of 120 Hz distance apart, buzz strings visible, 20 times 120 Hz apart strings, like a garden fence, either sideband, and buzz terrible heard, only fair S9 strength, not as strong like Kivikan 6000. Rick Barton in Arizona, who's constantly monitoring Cuban spy numbers frequencies, found them missing. At least the ones in the daytime on the 25-meter band, which have been following a regular schedule, not heard since June 11th. They were not on June 12th, nor on the 13th. That is at 1600 on 11435. The others are 1700 on 11530 and 1800 on 11635. No, they did not show up either. Rich Ray in Chicago agreed he was not hearing them either on the 12th or 13th, but Rick Barton was hearing them again from June 15th, such as 1820 UT on 11635, but it was just barely modulated. And also heard then remotely by Wolfgang Büschel, who says 11635 minus 3 hertz is from the Behukal site, also used by Radio Havana Cuba broadcasts. Stig Artvig Nielsen in Denmark reports to HCDX that his World Music Radio, WMR, is now on 4 AM frequencies. The new one, 25800 in the 11-meter band, went on the air June 14th at 11 UT, 100 watts, ERP of 250. The transmitter site is on top of a 110-meter-tall aerial tower in Marslet, the southern outskirts of Aarhus, Denmark. It'll be on the air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, covering the city well, and occasionally can be heard much further afield via sporadic E or F2 propagation, when conditions are good. And Manuel Mendez in northwest Spain has heard it, June 15th, 25800, 0755 to 0815, with songs in English and ID, and an even better signal at 10:01. No doubt that was sporadic E. As Ivo Ivanov has reported several times, it seems that English from All India Radio's external service is only accidental before or after some other language broadcasts. But there is some intentional English on some of their domestic services still on shortwave. Stephen Wiseblood in South Texas reports AIR JPOR 5040, heard via remote in Perth, Western Australia, June 9th at 1652 in English about job vacancies. And they called it employment news, and there was news on the vaccines and world news starting at 1700. In OpenDX and Deneb Radio DX, via RusDX, Viktor Varzin in Komonar, Russia, says, I received an EQSL from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, English edition. Here's what they said. Dear friend, warm greetings from sunny Tehran. For your kind information, we at IRIB English Radio did our best to send you a beautiful paper QSL card, along with few promotional items via post. But unfortunately, most of the packages were rejected by the post office of a number of countries. So we decided to try EQSL card, hoping you would like them. Please let us know what you think about this decision. Also, your comments and suggestions about our programs are welcomed as always. With regards, Maryam Geshani. I spell M-A-R-Y-A-M. G-E-S-H-A-N-I. Via international vacuum, internet, medium frequency, high frequency, very high, and super high frequencies, World of Radio 2091. Bringing you the non-commercial website as well, worldofradio.com. This week, no new contributions to be thankful for, but should there be any in the future, you may contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Or by money order or check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK, 73702. By the way, I did get a $2 contribution in the form of return postage from a listener in Germany who was hoping for a QSL, which I, however, do not offer. and he agreed to put it into the world of radio contributions. As we previewed before, the long-wave transmitter in Ireland on 252 kHz is off the air for maintenance for about 2 months since June 15th. There's been speculation they hope not too many people will miss it, and they won't have to bring it back. However, Mike Terry forwards this update from RTE News on June 11th about this. Essential maintenance on the long-wave transmitter at Clarkstown County Meath, during which period RTE Radio 1 will not be available on long-wave 252. This is necessary to ensure that it can continue to broadcast Radio 1 on LW. This essential maintenance was due to be carried out in 2020, but was postponed due to COVID-19 restrictions. Furthermore, the works must be completed during the summer months when there is better light and weather conditions. Takahito Akabayashi in Tokyo, Japan says, according to Sports Hochi News and other media, the representatives of Japanese 47 commercial AM radio broadcasters held an online meeting June 15th and announced that 44 of the 47 have decided to stop AM broadcasting by 2028 and change to FM. Only three broadcasters in Hokkaido and Akita have not decided yet. Three AMs in Tokyo on 954, 1134, and 1242 will make the decision in 2025. 28 AM broadcasters will start a demonstration experiment of stopping AM between 2023 and 2028. The reasons are, 1, it's financially impossible to renew the old AM transmitter equipment. 2, the simultaneous AM-FM broadcasting has been a severe burden for finance. They add the number of internet and mobile phone listeners have exceeded that of radio listeners, especially in the younger generation. Of the 47 commercial AM broadcasters, 16 are AM only, and 31 also have television. Note that Radio Nikkei on shortwave is not included. It's on shortwave only. There's also a more detailed story about this in the English-language Mainichi newspaper of June 16th. Thanks to Mike Terry for that. As reported last week, there had been some kind of target broadcast for Uganda on 15170 at 15 to 1530 UT. However, it came to an end last week, and IRRS head Alfredo Cotroneo says there's another broadcast now on the same frequency, 15170, each Tuesday at 15 to 1530, beam to Kashmir. They welcome reception reports and will issue their own QSL card, but please be patient as they have a huge backlog. This is registered in HFCC as 79 degrees. And in fact, we did hear it well on the first day, June 15th, via remote in Holland. It was mostly in Urdu, apparently, but with bits in English here and there. I once heard them mention Kashmir Civitas. Kai Ludwig had suggested this was a similar broadcast from the same source as one carried out last year at a very different time and frequency. And in fact, the website is quite snazzy, including a radio page of their previous broadcast of October 25th on 7370. Here's what they say. Kashmir Civitas is an international civil society and strategic advocacy organization committed to the socio-political emancipation, moral uplift, and economic empowerment of Kashmir. Our organization campaigns for the fundamental right of self-determination for the people of the disputed territory of Jammu and Kashmir. This foundational decree is not only premised on their inalienable rights, but includes a total of 18 UN resolutions on Kashmir, such as Security Council Resolutions 39, adopted in 1948, and 47 in 1948 as well. Both unequivocally, they say, recognize the inherent right of self-determination for the citizens of Kashmir to be determined by a free and fair plebiscite under UN auspices. Shiokaze, or Sea Breeze, from Japan about North Korean abductions, has had a regular broadcast in English only on Thursdays at 13 to 14 UT. But Hiroshi informs Ron Howard that from June 16th, they've changed the English day from Thursday to Wednesdays, currently on 6040 and 5935, with a repeat at 16 UT on other frequencies. Ron Howard again observed the frequencies for the week of June 14th, Monday, for two other clandestines for North Korea. Voice of the People, another week with no change of frequencies, but Echo of Hope was heard on 3985, 4890, 5995, 6255, 6350, and 9105. Heard from 1122 to 1151 with a weekday English language lesson. Their programs repeat in a four-hour loop. Mike Cooper sends a press release June 9th from USAGM that they are launching a 24/7 satellite TV channel for Burma to counter military censorship. In fact, its two public service networks, VOA and Radio Free Asia, have joined forces to create this. It's available on two different direct-to-home TV satellites covering Burma in response to the military shutdown of independent media and its intermittent blocking of mobile phone service and internet since the military coup February 1st. The channel is called Ludu Mitswe, which means Friend of the People, available on two different DTH satellites, KU-band, the first Eutelsat 70B, channel 101, began its soft launch on June 1st. Full network service beginning June 6th. The second satellite is TICOM 6, beginning to carry it on July 1st. On June 16th, New Zealand was missing from 11725 when I tune in after 0600, so they've changed their frequency lineup again, as also noted by Rodney Johnson in Minnesota, who's a big fan of RNZ. Here are the current times, subject to further changes. I'll just give the starting time for each frequency. 2058 on 13840. 459, 11725 for only 1 hour. 559, 7245. That runs all the way until 1259, when there's another frequency change, 5980 instead of 6170. Ron listens especially to their all-night programming, and in fact sent them a note mentioning World of Radio having mentioned RNZ before, and they replied by mentioning World of Radio on the air. It starts at 12 UT on 7245, and continues on after 13 on now 5980. About the new Radio Yoruba service on 9890 for Nigeria via Wolverton, UK, Alan Pennington in the British Jazz Club has more about it. It's scheduled on Saturdays and Sundays only from 19 until midnight UT. And he picked up some info from Twitter. Radio Yoruba is thanks to comrade Olayomi Koiki, who made this possible. The gospel of Yoruba Nation liberation will continue to be preached. To lead us out of this fraudulent contraption called Ligeria. And the person posting this is comrade Rafael Adewale, who claims to be in Texas. Of course, the broadcasts are mostly in Yoruba, but I did hear a bit in English, heavily accented, June 13th at 2322 on 9890. Unhard says a more complete name of this is Radio Ominira Yoruba, which means Radio Freedom Yoruba. The Antichrist Pirate Station YHWH, somewhere in Western America, likes to show up on Saturdays in the daytime on the 25-meter band, but it seems a different frequency each time. On June 12th, Rick Barton in Arizona found him on 11840 until just after 1830. Meanwhile, he's more reliably on the air in the evenings, but not every evening, around 03 UT, on 7475. Alan Rowe is pleased that REE in Spain has resumed after a gap of many years, and Mailbag Program, the first edition on Monday, June 14th. He heard it on their podcast, but Kenneth Vitozicki was trying to hear it on the actual broadcast, 17855, where it was missing. Yogi Cat tells us that Radio Thailand announced that it would end its Japanese language service at the end of June. On June 14th, Ivo Ivanov, Observer Bulgaria, tracked the frequency changes Voice of Tibet via Tajikistan made during their one-hour broadcast at 13 UT. I suppose trying to confuse jammers, I'll just give the start time for each at 13.9876, 13.05.9864, 13.10.9891, 13.30.9864, and from 13.35.9876, but no doubt a different pattern on other days. Mike Terry forwards news from Radio Times that BBC has revealed a new archive allowing access to 200,000 programmies and early editions of Radio Times. It seems this is about television, I'm not sure if radio is actually included, or whether you can see them anywhere in the world, but anyhow, the site remains genome.ch.bbc.co.uk, now called the BBC Program Index. Art Peterson in the Bay Area of California updated us on the Desert Whooper beacon on 4096, changed its format. Instead of alternating CW with the whoops, it is now superimposed on the hoops. The CW format is now 8 dits and then it sending beacon LTMP 37 BAT 131 and then 8 more dits. That is referring to the temperature now apparently in Celsius and the battery charge status. And they dropped the DW ID in favor of the word beacon, and they've dropped having an explicit decimal point on the battery voltage. Attention, World of Radio time changes on WRMI. The new broadcast on 9395, UT Saturday at 0130, did not start last week, but I'm told is expected to start this week on June 19th. One of our broadcasts on Sunday has been replaced by something else at 23 UT on 7780. But there's already an additional World of Radio airing half an hour earlier, Sundays at 22:30 on 9955. And of course, when we're on that frequency, there is also a WRMI webcast. Rick Barton in Arizona recommends the UT Monday Midnight 30 World of Radio airing on WRMI 7730. On June 14th, he says, a powerhouse signal. I should come here regularly on local Sunday evenings, practically bending the needle on the Grundig Satellite 205S meter with indoor short wire. Tremendous reception, Armchair Plus. It is, after all, beamed more or less in his direction at 285 degrees from Okeechobee. Via Terry Colgan, this from Texas Radio Shortwave, celebrating Juneteenth this Saturday on WRMI. That's Saturday night, otherwise 0200 UT Sunday, June 20th, honoring Juneteenth, when the last slaves in Galveston, Texas, were freed. To celebrate, we're playing music by African-American composers. That's on 9395, and there's a special EQSL for correct reception reports, conforming to their EQSL policy. WTWW remains on 5085 most evenings, but UT Sunday, June 13th at midnight 18, I found them on 9939.949 with Ham Stuff and Theodore Organ Under the Arch starting late about midnight 42, but it was chopped off early at 0100. They even played the DX Party Line theme. Mike Terry forwards a Radio World story that WBZ 1030 Boston has begun a 100-day celebration leading up to its 100-year anniversary, which will be on September 19th. Professor Donna Halper at Lesley University says, most of the station's history was written and researched by your humble servant, as well as historical minutes with my help. The propagation outlook from SWPC Boulder issued June 14th. Geomagnetic field expected to reach G1 minor storm levels 17 June. However, had not yet reached that level by 21 UT, the peak could be 20 and 5 as far as ANK indices, but after June 19th, mostly 5 and 2. Or flux peaking at 80 June 21st to 23rd, slightly lower thereafter. With a standard disclaimer, Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio 2091. Let's do this again soon.